No one goes from genius to doofus overnight, and no defense goes from exquisite to ordinary in one game. That's the mindset of Denver's defenders as they begin Week 8. After being carved by Peyton Manning in Sunday's loss, they return to work Wednesday confident that they remain a great defense even after one bad game.
We still are. You know, we have some great guys in this locker room. Our coaches get us prepared. But the whole thing is we have to go out and execute week in and week out.
We're the same. It didn't change overnight. Okay, so we're going to come back. I promise you we'll come back. Okay, so, and it won't have anything to do with me. It has nothing to do with that. These guys own this football team, and they're great guys. Okay, you can't jump off the wagon when you get hit in the face. You got to stand in. You got to stand in and take it and go forward.
One game doesn't make a season normally unless it's the Super Bowl. So we're not going to dwell on that game too much longer. We did some things well and we did some things not so well. Just going to try to fix things that we didn't do so well.
That's how we've gone about it every week before. Okay, and we have confidence in our football players. And 72 hours does not change that. Okay, it just means we got to work harder and execute better. And that's the simple truth. Okay, our players own this defense, just like it was when it was going good.
And it has mostly gone well for the Broncos recently, as they have not had a two-game regular season losing streak in nearly 2 years.
You go on winning streaks, but you don't go on losing streaks. You may get tripped up every now and then. And, you know, last year we were like 3-1 in every quarter. We'd like to be 4-0 in one of them. But if we can finish this quarter 3-1, second quarter of the season, and be 6-2 at the halfway point, I think we feel real good about ourselves.
But after Sunday's loss, is there a lack of confidence?
We're a veteran group. Even the young guys on our team are pretty mature for their experience level. So I think we moved on from that.
This game is just a bounce back to see what kind of character we have on this team. And we have a good team, so it should be a good game for us.
This is a 16-round fight. You can't judge it on any one round. You got to fight for 16. Then you see what's going on.
And the Steelers, who vanquished the Broncos last January, present a significant challenge in Round 8, even with a 2-5 record.
We got a heck of a fight. We got a heck of a round coming up, I'll tell you that. And I promise you, they won't be in a good mood. So yeah, I think everybody knows that.
And they're 2-5, but I still see, when I turn on the film, a real good football team. I see the last year's Super Bowl champs rather than seeing a 2-5 team. So we've got our work cut out for us.
This will be another championship caliber game. So you got to step up. The thing we got to do is go forward. Okay, keep going forward and remember what our target is. Don't forget what your target is.
For this week, the target is Pittsburgh. But for the long haul, it's Miami, the home of Super Bowl 41. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.